The Football Show, North Shore Game Night. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. We'll preview the action coming up this weekend here on The Football Show. And we'll get insights from area coaches. Bishop Fenwick coach Dave Wood sharing some good news on his quarterback.
Bryce Lehman is nice. Bryce is playing quarterback, and he's had a great camp. And he really understands defenses and what defenses are trying to do, and he understands what we're trying to do on offense. So it's a luxury, no question, having him back there. It's good.
Then there is St. John's Prep coach Brian St. Pierre welcoming in a transfer quarterback to lead the Eagles, Aiden Driscoll.
Aiden transferred in from Austin Prep. So right now he's kind of the lead dog. A couple sophomores behind him, but it's still kind of up in the air. I think he's taken most of the starters' reps, but it's a learning process really for all three of them.
Well, game schedules and the coaches. An insight from Danny Ventura, Boston Herald Regional High School Sports Editor. What's the biggest game in Massachusetts football this weekend?
Start off right away with the Division I Super Bowl rematch. Springfield Central travels up to Lawrence to face Central Catholic. You know, the two of them met during the regular season, and in the rematch in the Super Bowl, Springfield Central defeated Central. So I think you're going to find out right away that first weekend, you know, who's going to be a legitimate contender.
The focus on North Shore college and high school football is next. And welcome to our program. Let's begin with college football. Endicott 1-0 on the year after last week's 27-0 win at St. Lawrence, led by quarterback Clayton Marenghi out of Linfield, is playing at WPI tonight. Coach Paul McGonigal in our coaches show revealed this week that the two teams played one another a year ago.
Played them last year. We were down 21-0 last year, so they came out, played very well. We did come back and win, but obviously, that could have went either way as you watch the film, like most of our games last year. So shorter week for us. You know, they played Friday night, so they had the extra day. Shorter week for us as players and coaches, but, excited to have a, Friday night game and looking forward to it.
Yeah. What do they present that's kind of unique? Heavy run, heavy pass? What is it?
I think they're very multiple. They've always done a good job of giving different looks each week versus what you've seen, especially offensively. They'll come out and do multiple stuff or formations or schemes and things like that, and they do a good job of getting their players their best players the ball. And I think up front they've always been tough, sound football players. They're going to be in the right spot at the right time.
Endicott college football coach Paul McGonigal. Again, they're at WPI tonight. Now let's go to high school football. Marblehead is at home tonight playing host to Concord Carlisle. This is Marblehead head football coach Jim Rudloff on his quarterback.
Miles O'Neill. So he's a junior this year. We brought him up to the varsity as a freshman, never knowing really what we were going to get out of Josh. And Josh Robertson, as we know, was great for us for 2 years. And so Miles has been waiting patiently, but he's ready to go now. And again, we'll see what he can do.
That's Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff. Over in Danvers tonight, Danvers High coach Brian Nolan is expecting some big things from several of his players that are familiar to Northeastern Conference fans as they play host to Tewksbury with a 6:30 kickoff.
Travis Moisine, Triestada, he's with the spread, with more of a spread offense. I think he's really looking to have a big year. Aris is our captain, and he, offensively, defensively, special teams, he can do anything on the field, and he also can run, and he's 6'2 and 235 pounds. So, he's a huge player for us. And Gazanowski is a fantastic player for the ball. And I think Steve Reardon's a guy that everyone's looking forward to getting back. But a couple of the guys who've been out for a little bit, like Reagan Little and Jackson Vogel and Colin Mugaga, a lot of these seniors have really stepped up, and we're looking forward to see what they can do.
Danvers High football coach Ryan Nolan. Tewksbury football coach Brian Aylward has been impressed with what he's seen from the Danvers Falcons during the preseason.
Well, I know, just based on some of the guys that kind of hurt us a year ago, they got the, tight end slash, fullback. Brady Seven's a really good player. And I apologize if I didn't get into names. I'm not good that way.
Yep, that's okay.
I think, other than you know, had the great experience to coach in the Shriners game, and then then it was all about, okay, those guys are actually being on my team. I'm going to learn their names and get to know them kind of thing. But like for from a coach's standpoint, I think, you know, I'll know their numbers and I'll know how badly they can hurt us. And, you know, they have some guys that did that a year ago. You know, I think their running back is if he's a running back, he wears number 5 for Danvers. Okay. Probably pretty good, right? I'm sure they don't give that number out to anybody. They've had some real good ones in the past, and he's a good player. He hurt us a year ago. He's a year stronger, a year faster, year more experienced. Quarterback is you know, really good. He can do a lot of different things. He can run the ball, even though I don't think that's what they're trying to do with him. But if you give him a lane on a pass rush, he can beat you. He can throw the deep ball. He's nifty with play action stuff. And so, and they, you know, they lost a couple of real good big guys up front, but it looks like they were able to find some more dudes that look pretty good in the scrimmage, the film that we have. So, you know, we got to work out for us, and we know that. And but these kids, you know, they're, you know, that's why they're here. You know, they're here to meet challenges, and this is the first big one that we have. And, you know, if we have, you know, you can't really look forward to, you know, what's down the line in the season until you get the ones that are up at the front end. So we'll worry about those when we get to them, and it'll be all that much more, you know, impressive if they can get it done.
Tewksbury's Brian Alward. Elsewhere on the North Shore, Revere is playing at Peabody tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff. Auburn is at Swampscott, also a 7 o'clock kickoff. Masconomet plays host to Newburyport. That's a 6:30 kickoff this evening. Masconomet High head football coach Gavin Monagle has a bunch of his players that he expects to do very well on offense.
Well, we got a couple of nice players. I mean, you know, coming back from last year, you know, some of the older kids, you know, Tyler McMahon's a tight end. He's super. He can be a receiver, too. He's about, you know, 6'3", 218, 215, something like that. But good, great speed, good hands. Also a good defensive end, excellent defensive end. You know, Matty Richardson's quarterback. It's his third year starting. You know, he's done a nice job the past couple years. Really super job. He's a super athlete, too. He's an excellent basketball player, too. But he's, you know, making out a kid 6'2", you know, 2-something. Good size quarterback. Good skills, great leader. Sammy Nadworny. Matt was his older brother. Sammy Nadworny, he's been starting since his freshman year. You know, as a junior now, you know, another kid just really ate up the weight room to death, just working hard, getting faster. You know, both sides of the ball, you know, we'll use him safety/linebacker, running back/receiver. You know, super kid, super effort. Shannon's oh, by the way, Richardson and McMahon are both captains. Shannon's a captain. Will Shannon, he filled in for Matty Nadworny a little bit there when Matty went down, you know, towards the end of last year, and did a nice job. And in the preseason so far, he really, you know, just kept it going. He's really, you know, really responsible for a lot of our inside game. And he's really built himself up nice, too. He's also on the secondary side, on the defensive side. Mm-hmm. Owen Barrett's a senior captain. Owen was a super player for us last year, too. You know, receiver. I expect a lot out of him. Also defensive back. But he's a very good one, too. So those are a few right there. We have one more captain on the line there, Danny Bandar. He stepped up. He's a tackle for us. You know, nice job in the offseason with him, just lifting. We lost our line from last year. You know, whenever you lose a line, it's significant. We got a lot of good skill players, but losing the line is definitely significant. And kids like Danny have gotten, you know, working hard together with another kid, Ben Trolander, another senior there, and Robbie Becker up front, and another senior, and Jacob Miller. Nice junior, excellent junior lineman. Who's kind of came out of nowhere. He's kind of a skinny sophomore last year. You know, got himself working hard. in the off season, and now he's filled out. It's about 6'3", 215 pounds, mm-hmm. but maybe even more, maybe 220. But he's filling out nice, But more importantly, he's just tough as nails, and he's really working hard at things. Chase Karen's done a nice job as a junior filling in there. On the offensive, he's become a center for us, which is never an easy position to do. He's never done it before, and he stepped right up. He's doing a pretty good job with it. So,
Masco coach Gavin Monagle, again, they're playing host to Newburyport tonight. Salem is at Chelsea, 6 o'clock kickoff tonight. This is Coach Matt Bouchard, Salem High Football.
I think on the offensive side, I think we have Corey Grimes coming back. Corey last year at one point in time actually was our leading receiver as well as our leading passer, if you can believe it. He played a little bit of tight end and quarterback last year. Towards the end of the season, he had won the quarterback position. So coming into his junior season now, he played as a freshman, got probably 50% of the snaps last season. So really looking for big things from him this year. Another person on the offensive side that I think is going to be a kid to look out for is Dante Ozuna. He played a little bit of H-back or fullback for us last year. Didn't get too many touches. But this year we're really putting him into the tailback spot. So he's going to be one of our primary backs that I think people are going to enjoy watching. He's a very dynamic player, tough runner, post-contact player, which we're really excited about.
Witches head coach Matt Bouchard. Beverly is at Haverhill, Merrimack Valley Conference foe. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff this evening. Beverly football coach Jeff Hutton.
They're a tough team. They're a city team. They're in the Merrimack Valley, and that's just a really good conference top to bottom. Just like Northeastern Conference can be and has been at times where from top to bottom it is a battle. Same thing over there. Even if they don't have a great record, you're in a football game. So you've got to prepare for that. You got to be physically ready. You got to be mentally ready. For us, we played them last year, and they were really young. They were all sophomores and juniors playing, so now it's the same guys. They've gotten a year bigger, a year faster, a year tougher. They know their offense a little more. They showed really well in the one scrimmage we got. So it's, you go by what you got, and we try to match up with some of the stuff and the positions that they had from the kids that played last year. And then it's week one, you just get after it, and you hope you get ahead early, and you can cruise to the finish line.
Beverly football coach Jeff Hutton talking with our own Tim Kearns on the Panther preview. Elsewhere in the area tonight, Winthrop is at Stoneham, Linfield plays at Saugus, and Northeast is at North Reading. North Reading head football coach Ed Blum.
Always has been. I give Coach Ayers a lot of credit over there. They are always a tough, physical team, and I expect nothing else. I expect them to be very motivated to come in here, and they're going to give us their best, and I know their coach will have them prepared offensively and defensively and physically, and we've got to prepare the best we can, and know that along with everyone else, but especially Northeast here, we're going to get their best shot, and that requires us to have a great week. I respect what Coach Ayers has done at Northeast, and every single year it's a tough battle, no matter what at times the scores may reflect. It's not easy.
North Reading was in the Super Bowl a year ago. That's head coach Ed Blum of the Hornets. And Triton will be playing at Randolph this evening. Now let's just jump up to Division I over at St. John's Prep. They're playing host to Marshfield. This is Brian St. Pierre, head football coach from St. John's Prep.
Oh, they're really good. Really good program year in, year out. Last year we had a barn burner with them. We got up 28-7 and ended up having a win with 35 seconds left, go down the field to score to win by 5, 47-42. So I think they ended up losing to Catholic Memorial in the state semifinal, Division II. So very good team last year. They got a lot of guys back. They're good year in and year out. So we know it's a great program, great tradition, and it'll definitely be one of the marquee games in the state this week.
Yeah. Are they primarily a pass team or a run pass or primarily run?
They're primarily run. They run a very fast, up-tempo spread offense, and they can really put the tempo on you and make it difficult on the defense if you let them get going, and they had a lot of success with that last year in their games that they played. We shut them down in the first half pretty good, and then second half they kind of got it rolling, and I think we kind of fell asleep at the wheel a little, which didn't help, and they were off. So you can't give them that life to feel like they can run their fast tempo stuff, because if they can do it, they love doing it and they're very good at it.
Brian St. Pierre from St. John's. We have a full interview with the coach that posted earlier this week on our website. Now, for some insight on that game, let's go to Danny Ventura, the regional high school sports editor for the Boston Herald, who knows this is a big game, a nice test for both teams this evening.
Well, I can't imagine it's going to be any better a game than the two had last year, where it went down, you know, a couple of lead changes in the last minute where the Prep won it in the final seconds. But I think that's a very good opener for the Prep. You know, Marshfield is always solid. They proved themselves last year. They battled with them down to the wire. I think the big issue with the Prep is, I think skill-wise, their skill kids could be as good as anyone's. You know, they have the great receivers. They have the real good running back, Carson Brown. I think the key is going to be, can they find a quarterback to get the receivers, Jesse O'Fleury and Stephon Patrick, the ball. I mean, if they can get a quarterback there, and I joked with Brian about it, I asked him if he had any eligibility left, and he says he doesn't think he could get the ball to those guys now.
Danny Ventura from the Boston Herald. Lynn English is playing at Methuen this evening, Lexington at Lynn Classical, Essex Tech playing at Lynn Tech, Kipp is at St. Mary's, Wakefield is at Greater Lawrence, Reading plays at Melrose. Now let's move to Saturday action. We have two games to tell you about. They're both 1 o'clock kickoffs. Bishop Fenwick is playing host to Norton. This is Bishop Fenwick coach Dave Woods.
Yeah, they're an outstanding team. I mean, I want to say, I believe they lost to North Reading in the playoffs last year, and I think they went 9-2 last year. And obviously, North Reading was a great team. North Reading went to the Super Bowl and played. Swamps got in the Super Bowl. Their head coach, Jim Arts. Jim is a great guy. He coached at Stonehill for a while, and he was actually, when Nick Bonner played at Stonehill, Jim was the coach there. So Jim does a great job running a football program, and they are a talented team. They got a lot of linemen back from last year. Their running back is back. So it's going to be a very big challenge for us opening day.
What about contrast of styles between the two teams? What would that look like?
So we haven't really broken down a lot of film yet on Norton, and we don't know much about them. They are a spread team, but I think they're more of a power run spread team. We're probably more of a quick, get the ball out quick and get it out and, you know, get our athletes out in space. But we'll find out once we break down some more film today and tomorrow. But I think that would probably be the difference. Again, they got some experience up front, some big, strong kids, and their running back's a real hard, physical, downhill runner. So they're probably going to be more of a power run type team.
Bishop Fenwick head football coach Dave Woods. Again, they're playing host to Norton, 1 o'clock kick Saturday at Bishop Fenwick. The other Saturday game finds Hamilton Wenham playing host to Gloucester, again a 1 o'clock kickoff. Tim Freiermuth, new head football coach at Hamilton Wenham, taking the reins there. While the football community suffered a great loss with the passing of Gloucester assistant coach Ben Goodhue in the past year, who also ran the off-training program for Gloucester High School, and former off-season training coach Mike Latul came out of retirement to succeed Coach Goodhue. And according to head coach Dan O'Connor, the Fishermen are way ahead of where they would have been otherwise.
Yeah, our kids have had a fantastic offseason. You know, the senior captains got together, you know, 2 days or a day after the Thanksgiving Day game and called Mike on their own and asked him to get involved. And we had a void there in that position, unfortunately, with the loss of Coach Goodhue last year. We didn't have anybody that was, you know, experienced on our staff to run the off-season program, and Mike was more than willing to step in as long as the kids showed dedication and commitment that he expected, and they've done that. They had a great off-season. The numbers of the program were high, not just from the students currently in the high school, but also it was great to see some of the current upcoming eighth graders show up and build the family and the community in that note. And, you know, we're seeing the benefits of that here early on in camp. We've been able to get more install and more football stuff done because the boys have come back in shape and ready to go.
Dan O'Connor, head football coach at Gloucester High School. And again, Certainly, we do remember Ben Goodhue and what a big role he played in North Shore Athletics and a teacher over at Beverly High School, coach at Gloucester and so on. Greatly missed. Just an incredibly positive individual, Ben Goodhue. And great way, thanks to Coach O'Connor for mentioning him and his role with Gloucester. And it's great to be able to share that with everybody. And remember Ben and his family, especially as we kick off the 2022 football season. Well, that's a look at high school football, college football from the North Shore, and the Patriots haven't opened yet either. They'll be opening up on Sunday afternoon down in Miami. Patriot head coach Bill Belichick knows that the Miami defense is similar to the Patriots, but then again, not similar at all. Patriot coach Bill Belichick on Miami.
Well, their structure is very similar to ours. I think we can look at their most of their defenses and put it exactly into our terminology. Here's what that call is, which is not normally the case. But again, because of the familiarity, I'm sure he could do, you know, Josh could do the same thing with our defense. So there's just more familiarity there. But, you know, I think the Dolphins have built the team to be a strong front. They have a lot of big physical guys up front that are hard to block, especially in the running game. And, you know, they're one of the teams that plays one of the highest percentages of man-to-man coverage in the league. Certainly not all man, but they play a high percentage of it, higher than most. And they blitz particularly their secondary players, but in general blitz more than most teams do. So they pressure the quarterback and I think their DBs blitz probably more than any team in the league, and they pressure the quarterback a lot. That doesn't mean every pressure is an incompletion or an interception. There are completions there, but in general, they get free guys or get players attacking the quarterback, and that's...
This is Patriot coach Bill Belichick. There you have it. That's our game night show and our football preview show for this weekend. Thanks so much for joining us. Along with Rick Moore, Tim Kearns, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.